Welcome everyone to the first Region 6 meeting of 2021. We made it through 2020. We're here in 2021. I'm Kirby Fye. I'm listed as Amy Holland on the computer. Just a few things, a few reminders, even though it will almost be a full year that we've been doing this, just some reminders. To please mute your phone if you're not speaking or asking a question, just because we get so much feedback. If you have a question or anything like that or a comment, to please state your name. And per Executive Order 71, I had to think about that for a second. Per Executive Order 71, this meeting is being recorded and it will be posted to the department website within the next day or two. I'm going to go ahead and go through the attendance, Richard, and then I'll go ahead and hand it to you.
Okay.
So like I said, this is Kirby Fye with the department. We have Avis Easley, also with the department, Cameron Hurt, Dana Cobb, Diane Sherrod, Jason, tell me if I pronounce this right, Postlethwaite, Kubra Urkel Bryant, Kurt Hipple, Lori Hendon, Lori Rash, Marcus Jones, Matt Marshall, Megan Gaylord, Richard Barber, Sarah Mays, and Jerry Moore, and Lynn Julian. If I've missed you, please let me know. I think I've got everyone. But we can do attendance again at the end if we see anybody's joined later, Richard.
Okay.
Handing it over to you.
Thank you, Kirby. I'm going to start the meeting on a damn note. I don't know if everybody's gotten word yet. We received a notification from the department this morning that many of you will know Ellen Abbott, who was over criminal justice programs for the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. And unfortunately, Ellen passed away this morning. That's all we've gotten so far. The commissioner sent out an email just a little bit ago advising the providers of it. So before we get started, could we take just a moment in silent prayer or meditation to honor Ellen's memory? Such a big part of what providers do, and we're certainly going to miss her. She was just an asset to the department. If we could take just a minute, please. Thank you. And prayers for Ellen's family, both her blood family and her family there at the department. Okay, we'll get started. I don't think Tanya's online. We sent out the minutes from the October meeting a little earlier, a week or so ago. There were a couple of, say we didn't have Kirby listed on the people attending. And we didn't have Kubra's last name. So I've made that corrections in the minutes. If there's any other corrections or notes to be made on the October minutes, the chair would entertain them. If not, the chair would entertain a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
I move to accept the minutes as indicated. Well, amended.
Thank you, Megan. Second? Anybody? Second? Okay, Lori's got a second. All in favor, raise your hand. Cool. Opposed likewise? Okay, minutes passed. We'll go to the department report now, and I understand, Kirby, you'll be giving that for us, dear?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
You'll hear from me a bunch today between this and the needs assessment.
Absolutely. We look forward to it, too.
And I want to thank you for the kind words you said about Ellen. I think we're all in a bit of shock. We just got that email not too long ago, so we're all just kind of trying to process it. So, yeah, just a second, Richard. if you can send your thoughts and prayers to her family and her work family, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay, so I have quite a few updates since we met in October. I will send these via email as well to you, Richard, Tanya, and Lynn, so you could just copy and paste to put in your minutes. The first update, the department is receiving a new federal grant to expand criminal justice alternatives for Tennesseans living with addiction. The $6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Justice will cover 10 project sites, including Anderson, Blount, Bradley, Cheatham, Cock, Dixon, Grundy, Montgomery, Roan, and Tipton counties. Services under the grant begin with a collaborative community review of services under a standardized model called the SIMS model, also known as sequential intercept model mapping. The county-specific report is then used to prioritize needs and make decisions about spending and additional funding. This new grant builds on a previous $6.5 million grant from the Department of Justice that is currently serving 11 Tennessee counties, including Davidson, Hamilton, Jefferson, Knox, Putnam, Sevier, Sullivan, Sumner, Washington, and Wilson. Five of the project sites for the new grant inquired about services and expressed interest after hearing about the successes of the locations in the first grant. The department and the Department of Health are kicking off a new campaign centered around the risk of drug overdose and suicide during the winter holidays. The campaign, called Resilient Tennessee, focuses on building resilience and strengthening community connections to prevent the tragic loss of life to overdose and suicide. Behavioral health experts worry the climate around the COVID-19 pandemic may worsen the rise in overdoses traditionally associated with the winter holidays and could also result in increased deaths from suicide. Through media messaging around overdose and suicide prevention, social media outreach, and virtual trainings and events, the Resilient Campaign seeks to empower Tennesseans with the tools and knowledge to overcome the personal challenges they face, watch out for and help those around them, and emerge on the other side stronger than ever. For more information about this, including a calendar of resources, please visit www.tntogether.com. The department is receiving a new federal grant to expand the System of Care Across Tennessee network. The four-year, $12 million grant from SAMHSA expands SOCAT services to 13 new rural counties for service availability in all 95 Tennessee counties. The new grant will build upon lessons learned throughout two decades of System of Care implementation in Tennessee communities. The model seeks to address the social, emotional, and behavioral health needs of young people at risk of out-of-home placement, including psychiatric hospitalization, foster care placement, and juvenile justice involvement. SOCAT services feature intensive care coordination using a wraparound approach, implementation of community engagement strategies, and development of youth councils. Community mental health agency partners engaged in this work are Frontier Health, McNabb Center, Mental Health Cooperative, Pathways Behavioral Health, Professional Care Services, Tennessee Voices, and Volunteer Behavioral Health Care Services. More information can also be found online at www.socacrosstn.org. The FY20 Joint Annual Report between the Planning and Policy Councils and the Department is complete and has been posted to the Department website. And I have the link in here for where it can be found. It's quite long for you to access it. And last, but certainly not least, the 2021 needs assessment worksheets should be completed and submitted back to the department via email to me on or before April 15th, 2021. Typically, this would be due April 1st, but we decided to push it back 2 weeks this year. Please make sure to include data to support your region's identified needs. And I put in here the link to access the Fast Facts portal. Just a reminder, you don't need to only use that portal. It's just there for a tool, a resource to you. If you have data from your agency or elsewhere, you can also use that as well. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Kirby. And Believe it or not, you're next up on the agenda also with the needs assessment process review.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just kind of talk about the needs assessment process in itself. And then did you plan to have a discussion at all today? Do you want me to have the needs assessment summary from last year? I can put up as a shared document if you'd like to look at it. I don't know what your process for this, or if you plan on meeting after the meeting.
We'll probably meet after. We'll probably have a call meeting to okay. work on the needs assessment. We'll get some material out and ask some people maybe to for a call meeting to complete the needs assessment, or at least to get it put on paper.
Okay, sounds great.
So if you've got last year's needs assessment that we did and have it handy, it might help some of our newer members to see what it looks like.
Sure, I'll pull it up then after I discuss the process so you can all see what it looks like and what you all did last year.
Thanks.
So the needs assessment process, we complete this annually. All seven regional planning and policy councils participate, as well as the statewide consumer advisory board, the statewide adult committee, and the statewide children's committee. Each committee and regional planning and policy council are asked to identify two mental health and two substance abuse needs in their region. It does not necessarily need to be all adult needs. It does not have to be all children's needs. It's just whatever top needs you have seen in your region. What we have is each year these are completed. They're sent to me, also shared with the department. We use them in developing the three-year plan, of the department's three-year plan, which is federally required and discusses all the programs and action steps and goals each office within the department has for the next year. Even though it's called the three-year plan, they look at these each year to update them each year as needed. Obviously, not every single need can be incorporated into the plan. There's lots of factors, obviously, that go into place. But these needs are all looked at, and when they are identified in the plan, I highlight where they're at. So I also shared the three-year plan from last year that's been completed and highlighted needs that have been addressed that were taken from the 2020 needs assessment. So it might be good to look at that as well when you're developing your needs to see what identified needs have been incorporated into the plan and what needs have not yet been incorporated to the plan. So these are due. I have worksheets that I sent out electronically. Richard should have those. That just asks a few questions concerning your identified need, and then those are sent to me and I incorporate them into a summary. So I'm going to pull up a summary if I can. Let's see here. No way.